2.7, it's Kiss FM. Let's get into what's new this morning. Sissany.
Well, Hurricane Lala was downgraded to a tropical storm. But, you know, it still disrupted travel to Hawaii this weekend, and airlines are still catching up. The FDA has given its highest risk warning to a recall involving nearly 19 million eggs over salmonella concerns after 98 people in 17 states got sick. And Hayden Panettiere, known for her roles on shows like Heroes and Nashville, has died at the age of 36. And that's what's new this morning.
Turn it up. KISSFM, Los Angeles. I know
your name. Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, LA.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISSFM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
FM, I have another $500 in back to school cash for you in a second. Tanya is a trending report. The wedding bells.
Yes, a wedding this weekend was proof that time does in fact heal all wounds.
This is kind of major. Hang on, Kiss.
I'm such that fine for you. I do that 3 or 4 times again. I testify for you. I sort of like you. That I do it all and I'm around. You're scared to do. I'm not. As long as you. that I'm under you, I can't lose. When I'm with you, how can I snooze and miss the moment? You're just too important. Nobody, nobody like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can just snooze and miss the moment. You're just too important. Nobody, nobody like you do. You do. In a drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like that white with the bob, I'll be your main one. Let's take this argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Smash and grab, yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Are they growing when you're not here? I'm saying I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do.
.7 Kiss FM Los Angeles. Thanks for streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Good to be with you this morning. So Tanya has a trending report. Now, think about this. You do something devastating to your best friend.
And her family.
And the family. Then they oust you. They break their ties. Then somehow over time, things become okay. And you, the best friend, and the family are supporting the wedding. That's kind of what this is. Tanya?
Exactly. We're talking about Jordan Woods and Karl Anthony Towns. They just tied the knot over the weekend in Malibu.
In the boo.
So Karl, I didn't know this. He plays basketball for the New York Knicks. Okay. And Jordan Woods was Kylie Jenner's best friend forever before the incident happened with her sister, Khloe Kardashian, and her baby daddy, Tristan Thompson. This was all in 2019.
Yes. I feel like it was yesterday. It was big.
It feels like it was yesterday. But if you don't remember this affair, it was like the biggest thing. Jordan was like family to the Kardashians. So it was just major, major betrayal. But it looks like everybody has healed and moved on because Jordan's wedding obviously went down over the weekend. And it was a packed guest list. Jada Pinkett Smith, Willow Smith, Gayle King was there.
So like all of them forgave the incident if they're there.
Hailey, Justin Bieber, and Kylie Jenner was there with Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée, please. You can't do that to us.
Why?
There's my takeaway on this. And I was thinking about how the evolution of how this has ended up. It went full circle, right?
Yeah.
It went from tragic to then Jordan growing up and the family getting back to supporting her and being there at the wedding. But I think it's about the grudge. Think about this. What's the stronger position? Holding out on the grudge or getting to a place where you're in such a strong position, you don't care about the grudge anymore. You move past it. I think it's weak to hold the grudge. It's stronger to move past the grudge in anything.
Absolutely. You're so right. And it's so hard to do that.
It's hard, but if you step back and take emotion out of it, to me, That's the way to do it.
Like,
the grudge just creates toxicity in your own body.
I think you're so right, Ryan, but I would love to talk to Kylie Jenner about how she was able to just, like, let go of that grudge.
And I would like to talk to Timotei about how he feels about you calling him Timotei. All right, coming up next, Back to School Cash. You're on KISS.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
KISS FM.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
So silly of me to act like I don't need you back, when all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away, all I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way when I told you to fall back. So can you come pick up your my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I'll be here begging for you. You should be giving me love all damn day till the day is done. So if you want
so come here. SFM.
$500 in back to school cash for you this hour right now, thanks to Ford. You got it. Call me to win. Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven, and I know why he wrote them. Now that you're standing right here, oh, one night I was bored in bed and stalked you on the internet. It's feminine intuition, 'cause I always had a vision of us standing like this. All pressed up in the bathroom line, you looking like an angel on the walls of Versailles. The most alive I've ever been. Kiss me and I might drop dead. Damn world.
Starts your day.
Getting ready for work, going to work, at work, all the time.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I tried to blink bright. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next. Into you.
girl, you say. No one treats me this way. All the boys out here the same.
What can I say? What can I do? I'm trying to be the girl that you're talking to.
You're talking to me.
You can be my Mary Kay. Ha, ha, ha. You can be my Mary Kay. Ha, ha, ha.
What can you say?
It's like you want it too. I'm flying intercontinental with you.
Seven Kiss FM. Ryan's Roses is up next. It's coming out of Venice. Her name is Savannah. She saw a woman showing up in her suggested follows on Instagram more than once. Mm. She went deep and she found out stuff she didn't like. Next.
Best friend, I can come and slap.
Kiss FM, it's time for Ryan's Roses. Here we go. Disney, Ryan, Tanya, woman showed up in my suggested follows a lot. I investigated. She and my husband follow each other. It looks like she was in Miami the same weekend he was in Miami. Savannah is her name. Savannah, good morning. What did you find out after you discovered that they were both in Miami together? Anything else?
Well, the reason I mean, you know why I thought this. It's because she kept popping up in my suggested follows, which was so weird. But I didn't find any evidence of more than just my husband following her on Instagram and her following him. There's that. But also, she had posted a picture from South Beach on Saturday afternoon in Miami, and that's when my husband texted me that he was with his brother and they were just grabbing lunch, and I knew that he was in South Beach too. So the following and then being in the same place at the same time is what has me thinking something is not right and has my gut telling me something is going on.
I will not argue a gut.
Yeah, you got to follow that.
You know, somebody smart once said, what people tell you first is the truth. Believe that, even if they go back on it. Mm. Like what they say first, you know, if they say it and then they go back on it, they really are just going back on it because of peer pressure.
Interesting.
What they believe is what they said the first time. Mm-hmm. Your gut is speaking this. We're not going to go any further with the questions. I get it. Do they work together or anything?
I couldn't even find out if she had a job. All I see is bikinis, beaches, alcohol.
Hold on one second. Yeah. It's Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Turn the music up. It goes one by one.
need to take your time. What's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time. What's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so caught in my blunt. Trusting, but I let my guard down for you. Said I put my guard down for you. Said I'd be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time. What's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog.
Down, but Vegas isn't. Sun-soaked pool days, electric nights, world-class shows, and unbeatable deals. Nowhere else packs this much summer into so little time. Plan your end-of-summer escape at visitlasvegas.com.
Somber isn't just having a moment. He's becoming the moment.
Hey, I'm Somber, and iHeartRadio has your chance to see my show in Los Angeles.
We'll get you to the legendary Kia Forum, where you'll have front of GA tickets, exclusive Forum Club passes, and a private meet and greet with Somber.
I can't wait to meet you at the show.
Prize provided by Somber and AEG.
For your chance to win, just tap the contest tab while you're listening to this station on the free iHeartRadio app.
This hour, brought to you by Top Dog Law. Call them for any accident, big or small. Go to topdoglaw.com. That's topdoglaw.com.
So, I mean, hamburgers, sodas, ice, and a DJ.
A DJ?
Relax, pal. With T-Mobile, we're saving when we bundle home internet and phone lines.
Oh, wow.
Here to bundle and save big. Stay connected con tu gente with four lines from T-Mobile with fast, easy-to-set-up 5G home internet and save up to $1,000 a year. Switch now on T-Mobile.com/conéctate. Savings based on third line free via monthly bill credits. Internet discount with $15 in monthly bill credits and auto pay discount. Qualifying credit required. Credits will stop if you cancel any lines or change plans. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Just call Sweet James. Sweet James. 1-800-9-NEW-YEAR. Just call Sweet James. Your accident attorneys.
Sweet James Accident Attorneys. Office in Los Angeles, California and SweetJames.com.
Wake up.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's one of my faves, so I'm a dedicated, loyal fan.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
Mm-hmm.
for just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine, I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. I would run through a fire just to be by your side. If your heart's on the line, you could take mine. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. I would swim across the sea just to show you. Sacrifice my life just to hold you. I could go on and on to prove that you belong here in my arms.
FM. We're into the Ryan's Roses call right now. We've got Savannah on the line. How long have you been married, Savannah, to him?
4 years.
Okay. She thinks that he's having an affair. She discovered this woman that shows up in the suggested follows on Instagram a lot was with him at the same time in Miami. And she says this hard, sharp, deliberate gut feeling that something weird is going on. The Instagram thing, then they're in the same place on a weekend in Miami. It's not good. What's her name?
It's Marisol.
Marisol. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to offer your husband roses. I'm going to be quiet. Tanya will be quiet. Sisney's going to take over. We want to find out who he's thinking about. Like, who's the first person that pops into his mind for free romantic roses? Marisol or you, Savannah, or somebody else? That's what we're going to do. I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call. And then his name. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call my husband.
All right, here we go. Be very quiet. Sisney will drive this. Let's see who he's sending romantic roses to. Ryan's Roses on Kiss FM. Here it is.
Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yeah, sorry, who is this?
Hi, Aaron. My name is Jill. I'm calling from Beach Buds. We're a flower shop here locally, and we deliver and surrounding areas as well. I'm calling because we're doing a promotion. It's a free dozen roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like.
Yeah. How'd you get my number?
You may have purchased something online in the past 18 months and selected to receive promotional offers. That's how we get our list in our database.
Okay. Can you, like, take me off the database?
I can, but is there anybody you want to send free flowers to? Like I said, I don't need cash from you. I don't need credit card info. This is not a subscription. It's just a promotion that we do here locally in the community.
Uh-huh. And what's the catch?
There's no catch. Just like, if you like our arrangements, tell friends and family about us. Come back as a customer one day.
Okay. So like, I don't have to give you my credit card?
No.
At all?
No, okay. Info from you. So we can just start with the name of the person you want to send them to in a note. And if you feel more comfortable coming in and picking them up yourself, we can do that as well.
No. Yeah, sure. You can, yeah, let's do it.
Sweet. Who do you want to send them to?
I send them to my wife. I think she'd like it.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Savannah.
Okay, and what do you want to put on the card for Savannah?
Beautiful flowers on a beautiful day for a beautiful wife.
Nice.
This guy.
Do you need her address or?
Aaron.
Yes.
Your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and I have your wife, your beautiful wife, Savannah, on the line, who's going to get the beautiful flowers on a beautiful day. So thank you very much for thinking of her. I'm sure she feels good. Savannah, how'd that feel to hear him thinking of you?
It felt good, but it still doesn't tell us who this Marisol girl is.
Marisol?
Who's Marisol? Yeah, who is Marisol?
Yeah, who is Marisol?
Well, the thing is, she's the one that shows up on your Instagram and the one that you were in Miami with. Oh. And your wife would like to know what's going on with you and Marisol.
You follow her 100% and now she's showing up in my suggested follows. And she was in Miami at the same time you were,
which is so weird
because you said you were going there with your brother.
So what's the story, Aaron?
I follow a lot of people on Instagram. I don't know who Marisol is.
Why was she at the beach with you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, baby. I went to Miami with Ricky. You know that. I showed you pictures. I sent you pictures.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she wasn't there, too. Who is she?
Did you?
And how do you know her?
I have no idea. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Then why are you following her? You can't say I have no idea who she is, and I'm looking at Instagram right now.
Yeah, you're following her.
I don't know. Maybe because she's hot and I'm a guy. I don't know what to tell you.
Ew.
Aaron, because she's hot. But she follows you too, babe. She follows you too. And all
Savannah, because she's hot.
Cool. I hope she enjoyed.
Listen.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, we're no expert here. The first descriptive you want to use about this woman when you're challenged about an affair with her is that she's hot. Bro, that does not add to your credibility.
No.
Come on, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that is not a good thing to say. And even if I don't want to see her, bro. And even if she is, you don't say that. If you think it, you don't say that when your wife's on the phone asking you about infidelity.
Not even if your wife's on the phone, you don't say that. If you're married,
you don't hide it.
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay.
Thank you all. Like, that does not make me feel good at all.
We're going to let you go, but I think that there's more here. There's more here, Savannah. Aaron, I'm going to take you off.
There's
lying.
There's nothing here, baby. There's I'm going to call you after this.
Baby!
You're wasting this.
Okay, there.
Thank you.
You don't say, boy, she's hot. What is he thinking?
Here's the thing.
Like, he
I
couldn't
actually
help himself.
Kind of believe him.
You believe
think
who,
he's
him?
That like naive and dumb.
He just thinks she's hot and he's not having it. But she's
I kind of believe him. I'm not saying it's great
she's
behavior.
She's a suggested follow. They're in Miami. And he said to us she's hot. You don't think that's bad?
I don't think it's bad. But I believe him.
And say something to Sissany now.
Yeah, this is Sissany. My take is hot that he follows the girl because he's pushing hot. But I would still believe him.
Hold on, some of the wild animal kingdom is responding. They just sent some TikToks.
Yes.
Ryan's Rose's Kiss.
Thank you for dinner, baby. I had a really great time. I really loved the conversation that your car self-dries. The pineapple air freshener is my favorite kind. Well, this is me, but if you have time. Do you want the house tour? I could take you to the first step. Mine is now yours.
chips. Ahoy if you're hungry, hungry. So love me, love me, love me. I'm just so proud of my design.
To dim the lights.
Do you want the house door? I could take it to the first, second, third floor. And I promise none of this is on the up floor. I just want you to come inside, but never enter with the back door.
December 14th at the Kia Forum.
800-520-1027.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
ATL shouted, don't disrespect him. I put a pop your thing like this, cause yin yang twin and it's B.I. Lil' John and the Eastside boys with me, and we all like to see Tig O' Billy's. So bring yourself over here, girl, and let me see you get low. If you want this dude, now take it to the floor.
To the floor.
But if you wanna act,
what?
You can keep yourself where you at.
369, damn, yeah, yeah.
You stay.
Turn the lane to the floor.
You stay.
You stay.
Y'all ladies talking a little bit out there, a little bit. But y'all gotta talk a little harder than that.
A little harder.
Ladies, if you look good tonight, what? We need to see you break it down.
Like this.
Bend over to the front, touch your toes. Body lines up and down again.
Get low.
Get low. Bend over to the front, touch your toes. Body lines up and down again.
Get low.
Get low. Bend over to the front, touch your toes. Body lines up and down again.
Get low. Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toes. Body lines.
Point 7, Kiss FM. Marriage counselors got together. They came up with this. Mm. Here's the headline. They say the number one mistake people make when they get married is they expect their partner to change. Like there's something that they've done along the way, but you think when you get married, oh, I'll change that habit. I'll change that person. I'll change that behavior. It doesn't happen.
No.
At 30 years old, we as adults are basically molded plaster. We are molded drying plaster at 30 when it comes to habits and behavior.
Wow. Okay. So,
up until then, you have a shot. So if you want to get married at 26, you have a shot maybe to mold that person into the plaster that you want. At 30 and 30 plus, that plaster's dry.
But you don't necessarily mold that person. You as the person needs to change for yourself.
But we... majority, says the counselor, we think we can change somebody. Mm-hmm. We cannot. No, not adults. No. You can't do it.
But we're always changing as
adults.
That's
what I'm saying. We're evolving.
Yes.
You don't just change, but turn 30 and then that's it.
But life's you're changing over. On your yeah. You're not changing because someone's telling you to change.
Oh, true.
You won't listen to someone tell you to change.
Well, I never have my entire life.
And we've had to deal with that 4 hours a day.
You're welcome.
25 years. Today's quote. Maybe the amount of good things in your life depends on your ability to notice them.
That's so true.
Open your eyes, people.
Yo, we're clapping. We're still clapping. Okay.
This is everyone.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. 'Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. The way I do.
going to do it for us this morning. If you missed Ryan's Roses or Brad from Hinge, you got to hear it on our, what do you call the thing? The podcast. I was so excited about Brad and Bella. So Brad was the guy that we liked for Michaela, but then Bella, his girlfriend, called Michaela and said, what are you talking to Brad for? And I was like, oh my God, Bella and Brad, and Brad's up with Bella trying to get with Michaela. So if you missed that, you can check it out on our podcast.
It doesn't even make sense what you just said.
Actually, I did. You just need to follow along. Yeah, it was Brad and Bella. Bella, now Michaela. Bella and Michaela. They're going to become best friends, Michaela and Bella.
Adorable.
Michaela and Bella can have a podcast.
You anyway, should you call her back. Podcast.
You should, Michaela.
It was on
Bella.
His phone, so it will just be him.
I liked Brad. He was good looking, dude. Anyway, we'll see what happens. It's all up. Midday. Kiss FM. Sisney's got you for an hour. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning. Kiss FM. Have a good Monday.
Kissing, I hope they cut us. Whether they like it or not. I want to show you up. I want to show you up. I want to brag about it. I want to tie the knot. I want to show you up. I want to show you up. I want to show you. Yeah, yeah. I want to show you up. I want to show you up. I want to show you. Something different about you. Love it when you hit and it smack too. Baby, let me lick on your tattoos. That's true that I like PDA. Take it to a city, play in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on her ass in the club with the pass? Baby, that's you. Front seat chilling with the window down. I be 10 toes down on the dash getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. What they heard, I'm with them birds. I'm a mean kitty. Don't get with the rats too. Boys be mad that I don't insult. Girls hate too. To the pigtail, I love you. I want a big chill, boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world, they don't have to understand. Rub it in their face, put a rock on her hand. Kissing, I hope they cut us. Whether they like or not, I wanna show you up.